This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Gerald, it's G-E-R-A-L-D Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth 7/11/1941. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Clark with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, history of obstructive uropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was August 1st of 2023. Since that time, he went down to McLaren in Lansing and had a transurethral prostate resection and cystolithopaxy, and that was done 1/23 of 24, and he was discharged 1/24 of 24. He did have to wear a catheter in place for about 2 weeks, but that has been removed, and he feels as if he's emptying the bladder very well at this point. He is feeling well. The only concern is that he's continuing to lose weight without trying, and he's lost 7 pounds over the last 7 months. So further testing will be ongoing to see if that the cause of the weight loss can be determined. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea or blood. Urine output has improved, no cloudiness or blood, no incontinence. He does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable, no claudication, no ulcerations, no chest pain or palpitations. He's had a history of an aortic valve replacement and myectomy for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy without symptoms currently. And his wife accompanies him to this appointment. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's on Lipitor, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Metoprolol extended release is 50 milligram daily. Lisinopril 10 milligram daily. He's on Glipizide, Prednisone 5 milligram daily, and Finasteride 5 milligram daily. Physical exam. Weight 162 pounds. Pulse 50. Oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure. Right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. I hear the valvular sounds of the aortic valve replacement without murmur or abnormal sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And one plus edema of lower extremities bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 1/29 of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.41 with estimated GFR of 50. Albumin 3.2. Calcium is 9.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.3. Hemoglobin 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and actually improved creatinine levels. 2, obstructive uropathy with recent transurethral prostate resection January 23rd of 24 with improved urine output. 3, hypertension is currently at goal. We will continue to check labs every 6 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.